Welcome to another episode of Ready to Launch, a special joint series between Riyada, a Wilson Center podcast, and the Straight Up Startup with Rajai Sahouri in Amman, Jordan. I'm your co-host, Marissa Khurma, Director of the Middle East Program here at the Wilson Center. We turn west of Amman today to the ever-vibrant city of Beirut to zoom into the work of Beritech, an ecosystem for entrepreneurs that provides a dynamic environment for startups and SMEs, fostering innovation, technology, and entrepreneurship in Lebanon. Today, we will be focusing on entrepreneurship, sustainable entrepreneurship. Beritech was actually established 2 decades ago by St. Joseph University in Lebanon and currently offers over 30 different programs for entrepreneurs to launch their businesses, including the ones in the sustainable and impact space, which is the theme for this month. I'll be chatting today with Crystal Khalil, Programs Director at Beritech, and Patrick El-Zorbi, who is a beneficiary of 2 programs at Beritech. He's an entrepreneur whose project turns car and truck tires into fashion accessories and handbags. It is rather uplifting that in the midst of the myriad challenges that Lebanon faces on the economic, social, political, and governance fronts, that the light still shines through the buzzing work of their entrepreneurship ecosystem and passionate youth. So thanks to both of you, Crystal and Patrick, and welcome to our podcast. Crystal, I'm going to start with you to tell us a little bit more about your journey with Beritech, sort of take us on a tour of what you do, how you support budding entrepreneurs, particularly in the sustainable and, you know, impact space.
Okay, hello everyone. So thank you for having me, and it's a pleasure to be among you today. Basically, I have been in Beritech for the past 13 years. So it has been a great experience for me so far, especially in Lebanon, because I had exposure over multiple sectors, and I had a chance to tackle innovation in multiple sectors and integrate sustainability. So basically, I've been in contact with entrepreneurs, and through supporting entrepreneurs, I felt really I can contribute better to Lebanon. So it was a great chance for me. Basically, what the way we do to support entrepreneurs is and grow innovation in various sectors is one, by promoting the culture of entrepreneurship through the events, through the competition that we do. Then, based on screening criteria that depends on each sector and basically each program, we recruit entrepreneurs, we take them through the journey of capacity building, coaching, mentoring, we provide them customized advice, and more importantly, we are door openers. So we give them exposure and connect them with mentors, partners, and experts, not only in Lebanon, but also on the regional and international scale. On the level of sustainability and social impact, I've been particularly involved in social entrepreneurship since 2012. And so I love creating impact. And for me, helping entrepreneurs integrate social impact or green impact part of their business is really important. So on that level, we support entrepreneurs to grow their strategy, to communicate better about their impact, to develop their sustainable model and be able to sustain their businesses and contribute to the communities that they're supporting. So it has been a very interesting journey, and innovation entrepreneurship is something dear to my heart. And it allows me to learn a lot, meet with multiple entrepreneurs, support businesses grow, and create the impact that I can.
Thank you, Crystal, and welcome you and Patrick. We're so happy to have you. And on to you, Patrick. Welcome. So I want to learn more about you. So you're an entrepreneur in Lebanon. Your project is basically you work on turning car and truck tires into fashion accessories and bags. So yeah. Can you tell us more about that and how is Beartech supporting you through this journey?
Yeah. Hi, everybody. Well, let me introduce a little bit how it started the business. It's, after all, it's a business, but it has this beautiful edge around it. End of 2014, it was a passion. And from there, at the hobby and care about the environment and all of this stuff, made me think of to start this hobby into a business. Where, to be exact, the inner tire tubes of the cars, of trucks, of bicycles, mostly, we turned them into handbags and jewelry. All made from this, I used rubber, where rubber is not a recyclable material. This was one of the also the issues that intrigued us to work with this material. It's a very durable material as a raw material. And the end result was so amazing. It took us a lot of time actually to reach the quality and the value and the designs we wanted to reach. It took us like 1 year, but now we can assure that we have a very nice product. It's under a brand, we called it Veya. And from there, since 2015 until 2017, we were kind of moving in the local market, which is Lebanon. While from 2017 till now, things, as you know, locally, Lebanon, is, everything is not working well. So the business was a little bit on hold. And end of 2021, kind of, we had the opportunity to enter with the programs with Beartech to relaunch this business. And here we are.
Thank you so much, Patrick and Christelle. And you know, hearing you now and Christelle also introducing, you know, the work that she's doing with the backdrop of all of these developments in Lebanon and how this is affecting your work. And I wonder if you can elaborate a little bit more, and I'll turn to you first, Christelle, and then to Patrick, about how, as you know, Beartech, you addressed some of these challenges that you faced that really were outside of your control, because Lebanon was hit by multiple crises. And the last one, basically, you know, the horrific Beirut port explosion and what that represented and how it also compounded the impact of COVID-19. So how did you address some of these challenges from within the ecosystem to keep things going?
Yes, so let me simplify it. So the reason of the existence of Beartech is to really address the development of solution through entrepreneurs. So basically, by supporting entrepreneurs create solution to the problems or to the challenges or tackling opportunities to grow the economy of Lebanon. So this is how basically we contribute to everything that is happening. Concretely, yes, so we had the COVID, the economic crisis, all the blast and so on. So basically, we each entrepreneur was mobilized to address the challenges that the country faced, whether the environment, the education, the health sector, the sustainable sector. So through our programs, we could help them address concretely their solution to fit in the context, keeping in mind that we always look at support them in developing their solutions in Lebanon, but also push them and support them to scale also on the international level. I can talk about the importance of being agile and adapting to changes. So this was very important to help them tackle crisis management, be able to deal and adapt their businesses to thrive the current context, and to change a bit their innovation model to fit the context. So by helping, so we have a lot of programs that tackle sustainability, circular economy, social impact, through supporting them develop solutions in those sectors, and keeping the impact as an essence in their business, we could basically address and contribute positively to solve the challenges. And we worked a lot on helping them through mentoring. The mentoring component was very, very important. They really needed personal support in their journey. It was a very tough journey for entrepreneurs for the past 2 years. So the mentoring aspect was really crucial. Our network on the international scale, especially the diaspora network, also was a big support, whether to drive funding or support or opening access to international market. This was very important. Mm-hmm. On the level of management, again, it was basically about crisis management, how to be agile, how to adapt their business model, and how to fit in mm-hmm. The context within the resources available. So what we can do with what is available, which was very limited. Yeah. It was very challenging, yeah.
I mean, definitely challenging, but it seems that you also found a way to capitalize on the resources that you have, and you focused on all the important skills that I guess all of us in one way or another had to also hone through the pandemic, right? The agility factor is so important. It's one of the key skills needed for further disruptions in the future of work. So kudos to you for all that you have done to address these multiple crises. And Patrick, from your end, how did some of these programs offered at Berytech help you deal with the challenges that you described earlier?
Well, actually, I have to thank Berytech very much. So, thank you. And for instance, as you know, we're in Lebanon, especially, we passed a crisis, and worldwide also, the market is not working well. So, all the entrepreneurs, especially the startups, they needed a push, a motivation. So, programs like Berytech usually, or at least for me, it gave me a big push to rethink how to manage everything and how to continue and keep up and all the struggle we were working with. So first, the motivation, plus all the technical support we need. And so technical support is so important, being from to plan ahead, to forecast, how to manage around all what is happening. It was very important for us to be always guided by somebody. It's better than being alone. So having a help and support by a program and a team behind is very important.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for that.
Thank you. Ajayi.
Absolutely. No, these are great points you've guys highlighted. And, Christelle, following up on your point, that is really important to be agile in such crises. I want to also follow up on that. On the point that Lebanon has been facing a major brain drain with its talents, fleeing to start off, their lives in other places, and now more than ever. So, as an innovation hub, you've been around for 20 years now. I want to ask you, Christelle, as a program director, what is Berytech's role in providing the space for more Lebanese youth to innovate and start their entrepreneurial projects in Lebanon, keeping them in Lebanon rather than starting elsewhere? And onto you, Patrick, later as an entrepreneur, how do you see that coming across, and how and like what motivates you to stay in Lebanon? So starting with you, Christelle.
Yeah, so we are a platform, okay, for people to create their own opportunities. So this is how I can summarize it. So so for all the people who lost their jobs, for all the people who are struggling with their businesses, we are here to help them, to give them the opportunity to create their own businesses, their own opportunities, or to support their business thrive in those challenging times. How we're doing this, again, through the entrepreneurship programs. And here I want to thank all the donors that are supporting Beritech and other places in Lebanon, whether the European Union or the US government. So basically, what we're doing is that we're providing them with capacity building programs, connection grants, and most of it, most importantly, the connections. The connections were there with investors, with clients, with markets. And we are opening doors not only in Lebanon, but in the region. So I think this is very important because it gives them hope in to stay in Lebanon. And there, so I want us to highlight the positive side of the crisis. So this pushed people to create their own opportunities. It pushed also businesses to think differently, to fit in the Lebanese needs. So we saw the rise of local production, which is excellent, or a circular economy, or the virtual markets, and positioning Lebanon as an outsourcing hub for the international scene. So we saw a lot of opportunities, and Beritech plays really the support platform of bringing people together to create solutions, to sustain their businesses, and to create their own opportunities.
That's amazing, Christelle, an amazing insight how you can focus also on the positive, not also the negative, and having this growth mindset in it all, which is amazing. On to you, Patrick, how do you feel about that? What motivates you to keep working in Lebanon and keep building it?
Yes, all of us as startups, and with the addition of having this passion about the environment or green entrepreneurship or sustainability, it is important to keep networking and sharing experience between each other as entrepreneurs, Lebanese or international, would be better even. And programs, international programs, also help us join together. So networking is very important. And in addition, also the technical skills from experts from different levels, from finance, marketing, etc. Also, they come from a different background. They support us a lot, us as entrepreneurs. So, especially the startup program, startup entrepreneurs into programs is a way challenging, and put us on a track where we can bypass all those challenges. All of this combined is the motivation for us to keep on going.
That's really encouraging and very inspiring. Thank you for sharing. I want to follow up on a point that you raised, Christelle, with regards to the role of the diaspora. And I know that Lebanon has about 10 million people, roughly, in the diaspora. They play a significant role. Personally remember all the different campaigns that were organized here in the United States right after the Beirut port explosion, and just rounding up resources, financial and otherwise, and sending food packages, sending support to their family and friends. And I was wondering if you work with particular platforms or particular organized groups, or is it more sort of individual based? Because we've published a report last year on basically Lebanon's economy, and there was a whole section dedicated to engaging the diaspora, not only in inviting them to invest, through funds, but also in involving them in the mentorship programs, for example, and knowledge exchanges. So who is it that you work with in the diaspora, And are they organized into different entities that make it perhaps easier for Berytech to capitalize on their role?
To be very honest, working with the Lebanese diaspora is a bit challenging. It's not that easy. So we have a big diaspora. Now, what helped, unfortunately, the blast helped, it didn't help, I'm sorry to say this, but it did mobilize the diaspora a lot. So we were contacted by a lot of people to see how to help. What we did is kind of virtual web pages for our entrepreneurs to promote their product, their services on the international level, to help them fundraise and help mobilize diaspora network to transfer their support, financial support through banking accounts to support the entrepreneurs in Lebanon. I will not talk only about diaspora. I will talk about how we mobilize basically international network. It's mainly thanks to our international partners. We work a lot on regional and international programs, and we are part also of the European Business Innovation Network. So through the partnerships, we really mobilize networks, and diaspora is part of it. But we do not deal with a specific entity that helps diaspora. But I can tell you, for example, the chamber, the International Chamber of Commerce, the embassies, the Lebanese embassies. So this helps also. So we look at channels to mobilize diaspora, but there's no specific entities focusing only on the diaspora network. This we need to work on and support more. So we need more support at that angle.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's also a data point that is shared by others that we have spoken with here in Washington as well. And Patrick, if you know, I follow up with you on basically accessing markets, you know, through this international network that Christelle talked about. Where are some of the markets that you have access to, and what other markets do you want to have access to?
Yeah, well, at the moment with Berytech, they are within a program for the Mediterranean countries, if I'm not wrong. So we should be exposed with the countries in Europe and some countries in North Africa, I guess. It could be Italy, Spain, countries like that. For us as VEA, this is one of the plans to get access to market different than Lebanon for sure. In the Gulf region also, we hope to have a place and start selling this market, Saudi Arabia, UAE, Qatar, Kuwait, and any Europe countries we can go in, it would be an addition. So it would be split between Gulf and Europe.
Great. Thank you for that. Rajai?
Yes. Great answers, guys, and thank you so much. So I want to tap more into the role of the government. What can entrepreneurs do in the partnership with the private sector to elevate the role of the government to build a better infrastructure? Because now the infrastructure is very weak for many businesses, especially for startups. So how can this partnership work in order to thrive together with the public sector? Can you tell us more about that?
talking about the public sector now is a bit challenging, honestly, because it's a bit challenging in Lebanon. Now, what are the areas that the government can focus on to support entrepreneurs is basically fostering a better legal and fiscal environment for businesses, especially to start at the startup stage. So making the process easy for them, giving them incentives, to really encourage, especially during this economic crisis. And also the challenging side is the banking sector. So whatever the government can support on the level of opening a payment gateways for entrepreneurs, facilitating their financial exchange with the international markets. This is crucial. So and definitely more grants, more funding for entrepreneurs, more opportunities. Also supporting them on the level of procurement, integrating startups more into the public procurement operations and activities. So there's a lot to do.
Yes. No, we all agree on that. And I want to shift to you, Patrick, as an entrepreneur. How do you see that coming across? How do you see yourself thriving in a couple of years from now and penetrating to new markets and working with them?
Well, I'm looking forward. Everything is coming to well now, I guess. The corona and COVID is all should we expect an end of this year, all is back to life locally and internationally. And already we know, at least we know where Lebanon is heading, even if it's to worse what it is, but at least we know we are in the worst situation. So we are coping around. At least we have to plan how to go around. And because of the different programs and support also, we expect things to go better. So we hope for the best. And for us as SMEs, we consider as SMEs with the public sector to say it. So usually we can't go into lots with the big projects for a project or infrastructure. But at least it is very known that the businesses, SMEs or not, are a boost for the economy. So as a government, they should put hands not only with big companies and privatization to make Lebanon, let's say, back to its own feet. Also, SMEs and small businesses, even micro businesses, are very important.
Thank you for that, Patrick. SMEs are an important part of any economy, and in the Middle East and North Africa region, many of the economies are actually comprised of primarily SMEs. So the challenge remains to be how to support them moving forward in order to grow and scale up. So we're going to start wrapping up this episode and perhaps ask both of you to share any lessons learned, what we call the before you launch words of wisdom. You know, any sort of wisdoms that you want to share based on some of your experiences and some of the lessons that you've learned and you've picked up along the way that you can share with our audience, but specifically with budding entrepreneurs in Lebanon and the region who have an idea and want to move it forward. I'll start with you, Christelle.
Yeah, so if you have an idea, make it happen. So that's my, it's the right time. You have nothing to lose. And the most important thing is to really, tackle the market need and link the idea to an existing need in the market and to really define the customer. So linking the idea to the market opportunities. And number two, which was really based on experience during the past years, is the more agile and the more flexible you are as a person in your business, as a strategy with your customer, and the better you will succeed in this context or any upcoming context. So these are my two cents.
Thank you. Patrick, over to you.
Usually any entrepreneur has a passion. He believes in something, in a need to change something in the society for the better good. So any entrepreneur has to keep this passion and this motivation ongoing. He has to find the way how to keep moving on. No road is easy, so there's always bumps and ups and downs. He has to keep moving on. And some tips or hints to go with, everybody has to work with the plan. So planning and doing it, a forecast for the future is very important, even if it changes along the way. And the most also second thing to give as a wisdom or as a hint or suggestion for entrepreneurs is to don't hesitate or to ask for help. Help is very important. It can start from help, getting help from family and friends and from programs like Veritech. So it's not wrong to ask for and knock the doors for programs, friends, family, experienced, skilled people. So always ask for help and don't hesitate. And entrepreneurs, keep going, keep moving on.
Wonderful. Thank you so much to both of you for sharing your stories, all that you do, and your words of wisdom and lessons learned. I'm truly inspired by what you do, particularly given the myriad challenges that Lebanon faces. And we hope to continue this discussion, learn more from your work moving forward, and perhaps meet in person very soon. Thank you, Christelle and Patrick.
Thank you, Christelle and Patrick.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much. Looking forward.
This podcast is funded by a grant from the United States Department of State. The opinions, findings, and conclusions of this podcast are those of our guests and do not necessarily reflect those of the U.S. Department of State.